transparent. Lord, that is our confession tonight. From each and every heart here, you indeed are Lord. We have bowed our hearts before you, Lord, and we know that there's coming a time where every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord, the glory of the Father. We will certainly rejoice, O God, that day, and we rejoice tonight at that truth. We rejoice, Lord, that you are Lord. We rejoice that your word is true and that you are faithful. And we rejoice, O God, that you call each of us to come to you. It is not our doing, Lord, it is your doing. We're so thankful for that. Lord, we humbly pray that you would just come and take total control, not only the speaker here, but also the hearer. Not only here present, but those that are online, Father. Pray everything is by you and for your glory. Just anoint these lips, Father, we pray, and help us as we commit everything in your hands. Lord, any need that is out there, Father, I pray that you would meet it tonight. Anyone that needs a touch from you, healing, Father, you just grant that healing, Lord. Father, there's nothing that you cannot do, for thou art God. Grant it, Lord. Father, we put it all in your hands. This we do in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, musicians. Thank you so much for your ministry to us. I believe the Lord was really ministering to us what he has for us tonight, and I always get thankful for confirmation of his grace and mercy. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you want to stand with me, grab your Bibles, and if you'll please turn to Psalm, 62nd Psalm. We're going to read 5 through 8. Psalm 62, 5 through 8. Sister Janelle sang a couple of verses above that, which has been a real blessing. Appreciate her ministry to us that way. Psalm 62, 5 reads, "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only," look at that, "he only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah." Amen. And while you just turn over to Hebrews chapter 11, we're going to look at the faith chapter for just a few verses, 32 through 40. Hebrews 11, 32 through 40. Amen. "And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith," saints, "through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises." Look at the list here. "Stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. and others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned and they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, last verse, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Lord, we thank you for your word. We just pray that you would break to us the bread of life. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. That was a bit long, lengthy. Stand there and forgive me for that. But not for the word of God. Amen. Amen. The word of God ever true, changing me, changing you. It is our hope. It is the hue and cry of the bride of Jesus Christ. We talk about the Bible, you know, people being the book, the Christians being people of the book. But like what the brother said, he said, this is, the bride is the people of the open book. Amen? And that's what we have tonight. I'm very grateful for that. Now, Hebrews 11 is an amazing, amazing book of faith. It's a catalog, a summary of God's people being subjected just to about every test that is out there, showing forth their faithfulness, but not only their faithfulness, but also God's faithfulness to them. Amen? And I believe with all of my heart that each one of us in Christ, that we are going to expand that book of Hebrews. We talked about all the different testimonies and so forth, what God had done, what he had wrought. It was written down, recorded there in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And everything that we do is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Why is it? Because it's the Lamb's life that's doing it. Amen. And it's testifying again that his word is true. We're expanding, if you would, the book of Hebrews 11. Amen. And it's a testimony of Christ's life in us in this day and this hour. Every age has got to have a testimony, right? Every age has got to have a witness. And we've been called to be a witness in this day, in this hour. Amen. Amen. Brother Branham makes a statement. He says, and his promised word will be interpreted in you. Think about that. His word will be interpreted in you. Did you get that? The word that he promised to fulfill in the day that we're living in, you'll be a written epistle of God. Isn't that tremendous? Amen? Read of all men. Not what you claim, but what God does through you will speak out louder than anything you could claim. Written epistles known and read of all God, of all men. God said, these signs shall follow them that believe. That speaks through you. That speaks through you. It will, saints. It will. It absolutely will. God promised it, and it is. And it is in many ways. Small ways now, little bit larger ways then. You know, he talked about all the different manifestations of the third pole. Not the third pole, but the manifestations of it, right? The speaking of squirrels, right? Speaking of healing, of sister Meadie and so forth and so on. He says, that what you see in the amateur, he says, you wait in that day. He says, when that squeeze comes, when that pressure comes down, you watch it in that day. That's what we see in part. We'll see it in its fullness then. Amen? Amen. So we're called to manifest the Word of God in this day. And this day that we're doing it in is also the most deceitful age. Think about it. Satan is pulling out all the stops, every way that he possibly can. If he can't pull you, he'll push you. He'll do everything that he can to try to thwart you away from the straight and narrow way. Amen? He'll try to distract you from your only salvation. And what is that salvation? That salvation is Jesus Christ. And he is the Word. Amen? Brother Branham makes a statement. He says, "And now how Satan tries to pervert this satisfying of the soul, that thirst of the soul. He tries to give you everything to satisfy it, and he's so deceitful in these days of perversion. This is a perverted world. It is a perverted race. It is a perverted people. Everything is perverted, and has perverted so gradual until it's become the most deceitful age that we're any human being ever lived in. It's more deceitful than it ever was." I wonder what he would say now. That was 60 years ago. Now look at it. I got to insert this. Did you know in 2012 was signed into law the Smith-Mott Modernization Act? It was a law that was written back in 1948, how that the U.S. government could not propagandize its citizens. It was against the law for them to do that. They could release certain things overseas, that was fine, but they couldn't release it here. Okay, they couldn't do that, all right? But they signed it into law in 2012 that, okay, we can release it here in the United States. Isn't that something? Prior it was banned, now it's really disseminated in all the media, all around. And it opened the door, I got to insert this, December 2020, the media conglomerates, they got together. And they decided, you know what we're going to have? We're going to have Trusted News Initiative. You know, this is kind of Orwellian talk, like the Ministry of Truth. And everything that the Ministry of Truth does is just nothing but propaganda. And what they said is, we are going to make sure that they only hear the truth. And that truth is, don't say anything to disparage these shots that are given out at all. They're safe and effective. You get that message? They're safe and effective. And if they forget it, it's safe and effective. And after a while, they find out, well, maybe it's not so effective, right? They get boosted and boosted again, and they keep coming down with COVID. The truth of the matter is, they find out every time that they get one shot, it over time, just within a short period of time, within a month, it diminishes your immunization by 30%. You get another booster, it's 30% more. Okay? Okay, so it's not very effective, all right? But it's safe. And then we're finding out people are dying everywhere. They can't hide the bodies. Even the embalmers are pulling these white clots out of these bodies. They'd never seen it before, ever, prior to this rollout. Okay? And one more thing, and I'll move off of this. Bill Gates. You know who he is, right? He's the one that started Gavi. You know what Gavi? That's Global Alliance of Vaccine Industries. He's the one that was going to really drum up the business for vaccines, so all the ones producing vaccines can make lots and lots of money. You want to know something about him? He would not have his own children be vaccinated. That should tell you everything you need to know about vaccines. Okay? Okay. If you haven't caught it yet, the TV is the biggest disseminator of propaganda that there is. Absolutely is. And if you are grabbing your information from that, you're just being lied to. Okay? It's just plain flat out. And you didn't do it, Brother Branham warned you to get that thing out of your house, right? And if you didn't, don't say you weren't warned. Let me read you this quote. He says, "We rent from a woman that has a television in her house." This is back in the early 1960s. Think about that. "I never intend to have one in my house. No, sir. I don't want that thing in my house. I would blow it out with my shotgun. I don't want nothing to do with that evil thing. No, sir. But let me tell you about you Arizonians. You see that analysis the other day at schools, didn't you? 80% of the children in Arizona schools are suffering from mental deficiency. 67% of them was by looking for television. Taken in television. How about that? You'd better use your shotgun, see? Now, don't let the devil spray you with that, no sir. Now, people, as I said, people act like they don't have to come to judgment. Okay? He was violent, and we need to be violent against lies. We need, within our own lives, we need to cut out the source of lies, right? We need to stay true to the Word of God. Amen? The Word of God is the thing that will lead us straight through. Nothing else will mix with this. I love this. This isn't seed of discrepancy. Listen to what he says here. We find out God gave his children his word for their defense. Think about that. Amen. What did Adam and Eve have in the Garden of Eden? He had his word. The word was given to them. Thou shalt eat, do not partake of that, right? As soon as Eve stopped and listened to Satan's lie, that was it. She got out from behind of the defense of thus saith the Lord and exposed her to Satan's lie. We have no other defense than the Word of God. That is our defense. There's no bombs. There's no shelters, no hiding places, no Arizonans, no Californians, or whatever it is. There's only one defense we have, that is the Word. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, which is Christ Jesus. He is our only defense. Being in Him, we are safe. That's a reality. Bombs can fly and do what they are, but if you're in Christ, you're safe. Amen. The place could blow up like this, and just like that, the dimension we'll save will just step right out into glory. And that dimension of glory is more real than this dimension. And it is glorious. And there's nothing you want to do that would ever make you want to miss that. There's nothing in this life that is so dear. And all the more, it's getting less dear, believe me. Right? Amen. It is so wonderful. And I love this. Not even sin is imputed to a genuine believer. Think about that. That is wonderful. Did you know that? He that is born of God does not commit sin. He cannot sin. See, it's not even imputed. He's not talking about this flesh here. He's talking about that seed inside. That part that came forth from God that says, I believe you. That's the real you inside. Right there. Does not commit sin. Not even imputed. David said, blessed is the man who God will not impute sin. When you're in Christ, you've no desire to sin. The worshiper once purged has no more conscience of sin. You don't desire it. Now to the world you might be a sinner, but to God you're not. Because you're in Christ. How can you be in a sinner when you're in the sinless one? And God only sees him who you are in. Amen. Amen. Oh, this is, I just love this. Amen. He goes on to say this. At the beginning, when God sowed his seed upon the earth and he gave it in the hearts of his children, his family, to keep that word, that was their only defense. Keep that word. Here come the enemy in and broke that barrier by sowing the seed of discrepancy. What is the seed of discrepancy? Anything that's contrary to the Word of God. Right? If that was discrepancy in the beginning, it's still. Anything that'll add anything to the Word of God is still the seed of discrepancy. I don't care where it comes from, if it's from organization, if it's from military sources, if it's from political powers, listen, anything that is contrary to the Word of God is a seed of discrepancy. Anything that is contrary to the Word of God is the seed of discrepancy. And if you're standing behind the word of God, Satan cannot get to you. You are totally protected. Amen? And think about this. The name of the Lord, which is the manifestation of God's word, right? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe, the Bible says. And to think that even God puts his word above his name. Amen? That's how precious the word of God is to us. Amen. Amen. Now Satan, we know, is the prince of the power of the air, right? The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, Ephesians 2. He is a liar. Okay? John 8:44 says, "You are of your father the devil, the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of lies." Okay, God does not move in a lie. Amen. He is truth. Satan is a liar. Amen. Brother Branham, again, another warning. He says, "You fathers, you mothers, are you ready to establish an altar in your house and take that television out? Are you ready to take that deck of cards off the table, them comic books that your children's reading, preparing their little minds for a blast the devil's going to give them?" Think about all the things that the devil is laying out. He says, getting ready for the blast that he has for them. Think about that. You know, in the book of Ezekiel, I won't take time to read it. I've got some things I want to cover here. But Ezekiel chapter 13, you can go and you can read about it. And they're talking about how that they're making a they're building a wall and a cistern, and they're using mortar that is untempered. Untempered mortar. Think about that. And it's a type. And what is that a type of? It's a type of mixing man's word in with God's word. And what they were doing is that they were prophesying and saying that peace will be to Jerusalem, when just the opposite was true. There was judgment waiting for Jerusalem. And you've done this. He says, "I'm going to come and I'm going to break that wall down to the ground, so that the foundation thereof shall be discovered, and it shall fall, and it shall be consumed in the midst thereof, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Thus I will accomplish my wrath upon the wall and upon them that have daubed it with untempered mortar, and will say unto you, the wall is no more, neither they that daubed it, to wit, the prophets of Israel, which prophesy concerning Jerusalem, and which see visions of peace for her when there is no peace, saith the Lord." I'm bringing this out for a reason, because right out here in this here of United States, there's a lot of people going around and they're saying that there's going to be peace, there's going to be a revival here in the United States. It's going to turn back to God, and God is going to bless it. But we know the truth of that. And when we see something, we've got to answer it, because we have to see it according to the Word of God. What does the Word of God says? In true Jeremiah-esque fashion of this day, here's what Brother Branham said. "Now, she must rot, of course, in order to bring new birth. She has rotten. Notice, my brethren, she's totally rotten. Her politics and systems is just as rotten as they can be. There isn't a sound bone in her. In her world systems, her politics, and her religious politics, and whatever is, one says, 'I'm Democrat, I'm a Republican, I'm Methodist, I'm Baptist.' The whole thing is rotten to the core. There's got to come something give way. She can't stand. Let's do this. If you put a George Washington or an Abraham Lincoln in every county, not state, okay, not general area, in every county, how many counties are there? There are hundreds and hundreds of counties, right? It still couldn't come back. It's beyond redemption. There's only one thing that can help her. That's the coming of the Creator, the Lord Jesus. You see, that is our hope. And He is coming. Amen. He's come. We're expecting a physical return of the Lord Jesus Christ, that He's going to come riding on a horse. I trust we'll be up there with Him already. Amen. But He's coming for what purpose? To bring all the nations back in line and to judge them, and He will. Amen. Nothing will bring it back. Do you know, this United States is founded, it's not a democracy. How many knew that? This is not a democracy. I mean, realize, of course, now you say, of course it's not a democracy, my word. No, I mean, it never was. You know that? It's a republic. Okay? And to the republic for which it stands. What is the difference there? A republic is a government that's based on laws outside of itself. Okay? And these laws, and that's why they don't teach history anymore. They don't teach the school system of what United States was really founded on. It was wonderful. It was just an incredible thing. Of what the United States, how it was built and everything. It was absolutely, it was so many ways divinely inspired, and it was. They were based on the laws of nature, in other words, that which you could see nature is and so forth, and the laws of nature's God. And the laws of nature's God, of course, is the Bible. Okay, so what it says here in the Word of God, you don't vote on, that is the law of the land. This is the law of the land. Then if anything comes where you can't find it in nature and you can't find it in God's Word, then you vote on it. Okay? That makes it a democracy that way, a democratic republic. Okay? That's what we are. How many heard what happened in the middle of December 2022? Respect for the Marriage Act. How many saw that? Biden, and just in true Orwellian fashion, it's just the opposite, right? Respect for the Marriage Act? No, not marriage. Perversion is what it is. God established what a marriage is. It's clearly delineated here in God's Word. You don't change what God has already done. But what are they trying to do? They're moving away from this foundation as quick as they possibly can. Respect for Marriage Act, for the first time enshrined same-sex and interracial marriages into federal law and allowed the federal government to bring a civil lawsuit against anyone who violates the statutory rights of gay, lesbian, or interracial couples. And the bill also notably repeals the 1996 federal law, the Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA, which once defined marriage as between a man and a woman. They're just shredding the Word of God as quickly as they possibly can. They have to, right? So they make the judgment complete. There'll be no equivocation. There'll be no reason at all to hold back the judgment of God. Amen. The only reason that there is because it's the long-sufferingness of God waiting for that last seed to come in, to receive the Lord Jesus Christ in their hearts, in their lives, to come to Him and give wholly of yourself to Him. That is what the Lord is. That's the only reason. Amen. Amen. In End Time Evangelism, he makes a statement. He says, anybody could read the newspaper. The sky is black and dark. The clouds coming in. and knows that we're fixing to have rain, can feel it in the air and see the great streaks in the far distance and the flash and the pushing of the wind, knows we're going to have a storm, going to be a rain pretty soon. Anyone can read a newspaper and see the conditions of the nations, realize that something's fixing to happen. When you see one with a chip on his shoulder, them arguing and all kinds of weapons and so forth to fight with, and no agreement, kicking off their shoes. He's talking about Khrushchev, right? Kicking off their shoes and beating desks and everything at their conferences. You know something's fixing to happen. And that brings upon the people the kind of feeling that something's fixing to happen. The world, as we would call it, cosmos, the outside world, feels that there is coming destruction of an atomic age is fixing to blast forth, right? The Christian knows it's the coming of the Lord. That's what this is, saints, the coming of the Lord, the advent. See, there is an atmosphere. It depends on what you're looking at. For the Lord has strictly told us what's going to happen at that time. And we don't know the minute or hour, but we know we're nearing something now. We're nearing something now. It's all set up, all staging. This is another thing, another truth that he's told us. He says, you know, science has broken to God's great laboratory until they're going to destroy themselves. God lets wisdom destroy himself. God doesn't destroy anything. Man destroys himself by wisdom, as he did at the beginning, taking Satan's wisdom instead of God's word. Okay? Amen. Trying to come through to something here. See, now remember, before that judgments of hail, fire, and darkness swept over Egypt, Israel made her way to Goshen where there was light. So we don't have to fear judgment, right? In Goshen there was life. Egypt was left to wander in darkness. Men and women, listen to me now before you're left on this earth of misery and canker here and sin. Run to the light as hard as you can. The light, Christ Jesus. And accept his message of mercy. Amen. Hurry, said the angel, and escape hither, for I cannot do nothing till thou come. See, as long as we are here, God's hand of judgment is held back, but there's going to come a time. The Bible says, he that hindereth, in other words, he that withholds, shall hinder until he. That, of course, is the Holy Spirit in the believer, in the bride of Jesus Christ, until he is taken out of the way. At that point in time, then darkness will fill the void completely, total darkness. And judgment will strike. Amen. Russia's got the missiles that's put us all on our knees. Now, notice how he says Russia. This is back in the 1960s. What country was there back then? Was it called Russia? It wasn't. It's called USSR, the Soviet Union. But he said Russia. Where is the Soviet Union now? It isn't. It's Russia. Okay? Just keep that in mind. Russia's got the missile that'll put all of us on our knees. And so our scientists say that when we're 5 years behind them, it'll be 5 years before we can catch up. And we know, and that written a long, long time ago, we know that Russia has got a missile that's supersonic. It's so fast that can pinpoint it anywhere they want it to, and we don't have anything to counteract it. Hypersonic missile. Thank you, Brother Derek. Yeah. Fastest in the world. I think China's got one right behind it, but it doesn't matter. He's already seen the vision, right? The seventh vision. As far as the eye can see, nothing but smoldering ash and debris here in America. Okay? But fear not. This isn't for us. okay, we're going to be gone. Amen. I can do nothing till thou come hither. Praise the Lord. And now I hope, I don't want to make this so personal, this own meeting, but that your spirit within you that's given you by God can read of what I'm talking about. The Son of Man has already come from glory and is revealing himself for the past few years to his church in mercy, showing them his great presence, doing the same thing he did when he was here on earth, revealing himself like he did to Abraham before the destruction. He has come now in mercy, revealing himself to the church. He's being laughed at and scoffed at. The next time he reveals himself, though, it'll be in judgment on the world and the nations that's forgot God and sinned their way of grace, or day of grace, rather, because they have forgotten God. And they're doing the same thing they did to the angel of the Lord back there, mocking and making fun of it. But he is here now in mercy. It's a mercy, tender hand of God right now, delaying, holding everything back until everyone has a chance to get right, to get their heart right before him to come. It's a long suffering of God that's holding back his judgment. Think about it. I mean, there's great darkness all around. Will there be trials? There's many things on the horizon. But the point is, Christ is with us. He is our safety. Amen. And we all have to come in to that safety place. We've all got to get underneath that blood. We've all got to make sure that blood is applied on the doorpost of our hearts. It's an individual affair. We aren't saved by a group or by a church, right? We're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we've all got to make sure that that blood is over each and every doorpost. I can't put it on yours and you can't put it on mine. But you can with the hand of faith. That's what that hyssop represents, plain common weed. That faith that comes and accepts Jesus Christ, takes his blood and you put it on the lintels of your doorpost of your heart. You say, Lord, I believe. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you have taken away my sins completely. If there's anything else that remains that is outside, Lord, of that, please reveal it to me that I can come completely under the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? You hear what I'm saying? It's a long suffering of God that's delaying. It's holding back his hand. He's brooding over his people. He's brooding over trying to get that last predestinated seed to come in. Because when that last seed comes in, we're gone. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. A lot of times it says, you know, if you don't want to see what time it is, you look at the clock. Okay, I can tell you it's 20 to 9, in case any of you are wondering. But if you want to see God's clock, what did he say to look at? Look at Israel, right? And right now, there is a stirring that's going place. Don't get me wrong. There's still a mixed multitude. There is still a conglomeration, a big chunk out there. They are as absolutely as godless as they can possibly be. That I won't get into it. Godless. And I can read and show you how God is going to clean up that mess. And it isn't going to be pretty, but it'll be God nonetheless. Judgment is going to strike there, and he will thoroughly purge his floor. It will strike there. But you want to know what's going on right now? Have you ever heard of a ministry called One for Israel? Look it up sometime. What it is just a chair sitting there, and one person sitting in that chair, and they're testifying. These are converted Jews testifying, having received the Messiah and all the mental gyrations and the things that they've held, why they hadn't come to Christ, why they hadn't heard, and how all of that was banished away, and they testify of it. And this is getting through as testimony because a lot of the youth out there, they've got tablets, they've got smartphones, and you can't come in there with your New Testament and bring it into the regions where these young people are. But they do have the internet, they do have these devices, and this ministry is penetrating right in there. Amen? And we can see that their hearts are getting to get turned. Just wait until this message penetrates in there and they see that Jesus Christ indeed is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I just faded out. Can you hear me? Okay. So what is that? God's Spirit is brooding and it is leaving the Gentiles. The doors of the Gentile days are closing. The iniquity, the cup of the Amorites, it is overflowing. It is spilling. It is really, it cannot get any bad, any worse. We're right there, saints. We're right here. Whatever light that we have here, yet the remaining days for the Gentiles, those days are waning fast. And it's going to turn over to the Jews. Amen. And when that happens, of course, then the rapture takes place. The bride is taken up. And then the gospel goes to the Jews. Amen. And the Lord reveals himself there. What about us? I just want to share some scriptures with you in closing. These are common everyday scriptures. Have we pulled them into our hearts, though? Are they part of us? Are they the very fiber of our being? Do we think this? Do we hold it in our hearts that this is nothing but the truth? And do we meditate on this? Romans 8:1, very common scripture. There is therefore now no condemnation. No condemnation. Are you walking around in any condemnation whatsoever in your life? You need to get that out. There is now, therefore, no condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, think about that, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. He answered the sin question totally. Totally answered. Praise the Lord. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded, think about that, if your mind's stuck in this outer realm here, is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You know how the devil will throw something in there, you know? You're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. That is such a lie. If you are so heavenly minded, that means heaven is more real and you will be a vessel, a conduit to bring heaven down to earth for people to see. You will not. You'll be such a blessing. You'll be such a light. And you are a blessing and you are a light. Amen. You're testifying of the reality of God. Dropping down to verse 18, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that should be revealed in us. Regardless of what you're going to go through and going through, it can't even compare to the glory that shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature, that is all of creation out there, right? Waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, that's you and I. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willing, but by the reason of him who subjected the same in hope. That's a lot of words there. What did that mean? In other words, creation, when Adam fell, it fell. It didn't have any choice in the matter. Okay? it fell, and it was subject to all the things because of the fall of Adam. Right? For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain until now. And not only they, but ourselves also. We have this first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves, groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our bodies. Amen? There's no fear here, guys. We're in Christ. Make sure you're in Christ. The hour is late. But you know that there's a time coming when the door will be closed and all that are saved will be saved and no one else can be saved anymore. Revelation 22 says this, He saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. So there's coming a time where the door will be shut and that'll be it. We want to make sure, right? We're under that blood. Romans 8:28, in closing. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. Think about it. Whom He's called, He's also justified. And whom He's justified, He's already glorified. It's already done. It's a complete work. It's finished. Amen. What shall we say to these things? The whole thing is rigged.
Yeah.
To our favor. If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Amen. Oh, let's revel in it, saints. Let's revel in His goodness. Praise the Lord. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? God that justifieth? Is He going to lay something to you? No. Who is He that condemneth? Christ that died? Yea, rather, is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Is He going to lay anything? No. He did it for our salvation. He did it for us to be joined together again with Him. Amen. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Think of it. Shall tribulation, shall distress, or persecution, or famine, like they're talking, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Amen. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us from His love. Nothing can separate us. Amen. I just want to share these things. You are so very familiar with these. My desire, my earnest exhortation is, let us think on these things, right? Let us meditate on these things. Meditate on His love. Meditate on all the things that He's done for us. Amen. Let's just let our faith cause us to rise above. Regardless of whatever happens, He will provide. Amen. If your cupboards are getting a little bare, He will provide. Right? Whatever it is that He's going to have you do, we don't know what all He's going to make us go through. But the thing of it is, He said, Lo, I'll be with you always to the ends of the earth. I will be with you always. And that's a thing, and that's a glorious thing. Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads if we can. As the musicians would come. Lord Jesus, we are so thankful that you indeed are our hope. You're our comfort. You're our all in all. Lord, we're so thankful, O God, that you have done it all. All to you. You've done it all. You paid it all. We're so thankful for that, Lord. We're so thankful. Father, just fill every heart here. Lord, if there's anyone out there who hasn't given their heart over wholly to Thee, it is sure that they're under Your blood. That when that death angel comes, you know it'll pass over. Why? Because they're safely under the blood of Jesus Christ. Is there anyone out there that just says, Lord, please, I want to make sure that my life is under Your blood tonight with an uplifted hand before God? Hey, Lord, I want to make sure my life is under Your blood. Please, Lord, just convict every heart, Lord, who's not sure. We don't want to lose a one. We won't, by Your grace. Lord, make sure my heart, my life is under that blood. Everything is flashing. The red lights have come. Amen. Amen. Let's just bow our heads one more time. Lord Jesus, and those of you who've raised your hand, Lord, just say, Lord, I give my all to you. I want so desperately my life to be under your blood. Forgive me for my lightness. Forgive me for my lack of concern for my own spiritual condition. Lord, I pray that you have mercy upon me, Lord. I pray truly that you would accept this sacrifice. For your Bible says that we are a living sacrifice. Every day, daily, we must come present ourselves, Lord, on the altar. Lord, I pray with all my heart, these hearts, Lord, are lifted up to you, that you would consume the sacrifice. Oh, God, have your way, Lord Jesus, have your way. Be the glory. Thank you. think of it, saints. That makes him rise is already in the sky. So set your wings to the winds of faith. You can fly in a higher place. Do not struggle. Saints, that our wings, everything that we have need of in this life, right, is found in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's not tinker with the world anymore. Let's not be caught up with worldly amusements, these things here that hinder us, keep us earthbound. Amen. Let's get into Christ, fully into Christ. Brother Darren, would you come and close tonight with a word of prayer?
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we don't know how to act. We don't know how to pray. We don't know how to live our lives in a way that's pleasing with you, except, Lord, that you give us the words to say, that you give us the thoughts that we can act on, that we can give ourselves wholly over to your word and live in your spirit, that we might be in the place where there is no condemnation.
Yes, amen.
Where we fly high above this world and enter into your spiritual realm. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would bless us this evening with just one step closer to you, with what, just one more blessing from your word that we could take with us and turn into something that's real and solid in our lives.
Amen, Lord.
That we could be one step closer, one step higher above this world and all that's distracting and all that's concerning and all that's worrying in it. We ask you that as we go from here, the thoughts that you put in our hearts would lift us up.
Amen.
To spiritual places. Bless our brother Greg and be with him.
Amen.
Keep his family and himself safe, Lord, as he travels. It's a long journey. And watch over us until we meet again, Lord. Whether it be on Sunday or some other time, Lord, watch between us. We ask this in Jesus' name, committing ourselves to you. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You're dismissed.